Hello everyone, this is Combis. It's been a while, right? So I think I just create this topic one day. I had a delay to create this topic, and I have to say sorry because this topic is for Tuesdays, but I created in Wednesday. So I'm sorry about that, because last day I had to visit my doctor and I had to talk to him about my hand. Of course, I got rid of that bandage. Right now, fully free. I want to fly. Yay. So, yeah. And from now on, I'm going to do my best to be much more active, because I got rid of that. And I have a feeling that I can do much more. So, let's discuss about movies. I think it's enough about me. Let's talk about these five questions. What was the last movie you saw, and how was it? Terrible. I have to answer the second part of this question. Terrible, terrible, terrible. I watched a movie which I can't remember its name. It was about a girl, who got murdered each day, and then the next day she could wake up and start that day again. So it was very cliche or stereotype movies. I didn't like it at all, because there was no point in it. There was no positive point. It was just, it wasn't even fun. You knew what would happen. You knew that, okay, at the end of this movie, the girl would actually find the murderer or something. So it wasn't good at all. So I didn't like it at all. So what is your favorite movie, Combis? Oh yeah, you're asking me. And why? Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump is my favorite, and I love it very much. I think I watched it 12 times, and still I like to watch it. And the reason is, of course Tom Hanks is my favorite actor. I love him very much. And there are lots of other reasons, for example, the story is amazing. It's about a guy who doesn't have a very good level of intelligence, so, but still everyone would laugh at him, everyone would actually make fun of him, but still he succeeds in a lot of different areas of his life. So everywhere he goes, he becomes successful. So that's the reason that I like it very much, because it reminds me of the life very well. So if you try hard, if you do your best, and sometimes be crazy about life so you can be successful, and don't let anyone else to make fun of you. That's the reason I love this movie. And of course, every time I watch this movie, I cry. It seems crazy, because I cry. But I love this movie a lot, So, how are the movies in your country, and what are the best ones? I think that movies are amazing in my country, Iran. Not any movie, of course, because, we have lots of good directors in Iran. But since there is a limitation in making movies, I think that it could be better, still, they're good, but they could be better if there was no limitation in, creating movies, directing movies and filmings. So I believe we have lots of good directors, like Asghar Farhadi. Of course, he has won a lot of good achievements. So I think that's, yeah, movies are amazing in my country. I love them, most of them. I'm not a huge fan of movies, it's not like, if I'm free, if I have free time, yeah, I like to watch movies, but if I'm in a mood, it's not like this is my first priority, so let's go to cinema or something like that, no. But I prefer to actually watch movie when I'm in a mood and I have free time, because this is not my first priority. So, by the way, yeah. How often do you watch movies in English? Mostly I watch movie in English. I love to watch them in English. And I think since last year, if I'm not mistaken, winter or spring, I don't remember exactly. I started watching movies in English, you know, without any Persian subtitle. I can understand it more than 90%. So it's very awesome. And yeah, it depends on a movie. I like to watch animations. Animations, I can understand them almost fully, you know, 98%. But other movies, you know, the movies, you know, the exact movies, you know, drama or comedy movies or something like that, I can understand it fully, but I can understand the holistic point of it, you know, I can understand it holistically. So generally I can understand a movie and the story behind it, but you know, maybe there are going to be some idioms and, you know, slangs that I, you know, can't get it. So, but still, I love to watch movies without Persian subtitle because it's a little bit challenging, and I love challenges, ladies and gentlemen. So yeah, number five, if there were a movie about your life, what kind of movie would it be and why? So I like to call my movie documentary. It's not like I love documentaries, but I think that my life can be a good movie. A documentary, of course, about a guy who likes to overcome his challenges, because I actually have overcame lots of challenges in my life. I lost my brother when I was 18, and we were in terrible situations. I had to build myself by myself. So I am a self-built person, even though I am 24. I learn English by myself. I create the jobs with English by myself. So you can see that it's all about doing for yourself, Kambis. So you see, so that's the reason I call my day call my movie, of course, a documentary. So it's about a guy. You know, I'm a guy who likes to overcome his challenges. That's it. And maybe if you choose a second genre, maybe it's gonna be a comedy one, because I like to laugh a lot. I like to make fun of some people, make jokes and different things like that, because I have a little bit of sense of humor. But still, a documentary would be better. So yeah, so I think it's enough, and I look forward to hear your ideas, guys. So go on, what are you waiting for? Please record your voice and let me know your answers. And I'd like to know you better, since, you know, since last four discussion challenges, I've learned a lot from you guys, because there were a lot of voices that I could find a chance to listen to them, and there were a lot of facts that I had no idea. So that's why I love this challenge, because it's a great way to know each other better. So go on, answer these questions and enjoy. So that's it. I think it's enough, and see you guys later. Bye bye.